We spent several days hiking into the mountains to check the cameras, but the snow leopards always seemed to elude Prosenjeet's traps. We were getting pretty frustrated, and then, like a lightning strike, word came that Kunkhadar had made a spectacular kill. Prosenjeet and I hurried to a spot on a cliff overlooking the Spiti River, where dozens of tourists had their cameras pointed down into the gorge. We found a tour guide named Jant Sharma, who told us he'd seen a snow leopard chasing a large ibex. The two animals fell onto a ledge and then rolled and then fell some more, nearly 1,000 feet to the bottom of the gorge and into the freezing river.
Saw, he was rolling down with the ibex.
Oh my goodness.
So the ibex, we couldn't see the snow leopard. We saw the ibex rolling down, but the snow leopard is probably 1/3 the size of the ibex. So
the ibex was struggling to get out of the frigid water, but Kunkhadar wasn't giving up his meal. He pulled the ibex down and held its head under the water until it died. But the snow leopard left the kill early in the morning and no one had seen him since. Some of the guides were speculating he may have been injured making the kill. We spend the rest of the day scanning the gorge with high-powered binoculars and telephoto lenses, looking for signs of Kunkhadar. And then finally, just before dusk, the snow leopard emerges from the shadows and returns to its kill.
Is so huge. It's like a big stone in the middle of the river. And the snow leopard literally jumped on it. It's standing on the ibex and eating the ibex. So by standing on the ibex, it's avoiding the water from the stream. And then it's pulling and it's ripping.